Night. Welcome. It's Friday, June the 1st, 2018. A big day in international politics. We've had a capitulation, I guess we could say, by the people running the European Union in Brussels. They were very concerned, I think, that their heavy-handedness there in imposing a finance minister that was a former director of the IMF was going to backfire, clearly, and it was going to unify the anti-EU opposition. It would have turned into, in this election that would have been in September, I think it would have turned into an Italy leave, basically a kind of Brexit to get Italy out of it. I think that was pretty clear. So they capitulated. They allowed the people who had actually won the election to pick who the finance minister was going to be. It has now had, after a lot of economic turmoil, things have turned around a bit. They're on the stock market, not on the bond market. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente to get his take on what is happening economically throughout the world. And then this morning, according to our time, because the time differential, the the prime minister, actually, of Spain, Rajoy, I guess is how you pronounce his name, the guy who was constantly hammering the people in Catalonia, shutting down their election. Remember that? You had all these people showing up, and you had these jackbooted thugs that he sent down there in ships into Catalonia, beating people, families, who were trying to vote. They still voted, and they voted for their independence, and they said, well, we're not going to recognize that. They started electing, arresting elected representatives and so forth. This guy has now been booted out. And although that was the main thing that he was focused on for the last couple of years, I think that when you look at this, they're saying it's corruption is the basis for why he has been kicked out. We're going to take a quick look at that. But I think it had a lot to do with this constitutional crisis that was coming up over Catalonia and the incredible authoritarian blowback from the Spanish government. There's a lot of things that are moving around the world. And again, when we look at this, this is not just something that is happening over there for Americans. If you want to know why we have this ongoing Russiagate investigation, as I pointed out the other day, I think the best phrase that describes it is the London-Langley axis. Yeah, CIA, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, they're a big part of this globalist movement, and they're allied with the people who are very upset about Brexit, very upset about President Trump, the same people who want to shut down elections over there with jackbooted thugs. We use different means to shut it down in England. You got George Soros funding a second Brexit. They're trying to slow walk this thing. They have no intention of getting out of that. And, of course, when we look at what's happening here, we have no intention of ending this Russian investigation either. We have Bloomberg, I think it is talking about Mueller. Yeah, we've got different figures that I've seen from different press organizations. Some of them say that Mueller has run up a $16 million tab. Others say that he's run up a $17 million tab. Eh, What difference does it make? $1 or $2 million? We're talking about Washington money, right? Just run the printing presses a little bit more, up the denomination that you're cranking out there. They don't care how much money they spend about any of this stuff. But the bottom line is that that was just in 6 months. That was from October through March. It says $10 million was spent from October the 1st through March the 31st. Mueller's direct spending during that time period was $4.5 million. Well, this guy should be having some big parties with all this stuff. This is all being done to get President Trump out. That's the way they try to overthrow our elections. See, in Italy, they wanted to try to get rid of the finance minister. In Spain, they say, yeah, you're not going to have your election. We'll send in jackbooted thugs. And Britain, they slow walk it, and then they try to get another election here. They try to either impeach President Trump or to keep him so preoccupied with this head fake that nothing will happen. But just so that you understand where this is going and that they are not going away, they have the Justice Department. Jeff Sessions' Justice Department has budgeted $10 million for Mueller to spend in fiscal year 2019. They're not planning on that going away. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 1st, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a couple of interesting guests coming up in the next hour. Of course, Gerald Celente is going to be with us, as I mentioned, at the top of the hour, to talk about developments in Europe and in markets. There's been a lot of turmoil. We just had the Prime Minister of Spain outed this morning, according to U.S. time. Of course, it wasn't in the morning there. Interesting that is happening. And then there has now been peace made in Italy as Brexit was trying to overthrow their election. As I said, they've always got these different tactics that they use. And in the U.K., they're slow-walking Brexit. You got George Soros trying to find a second election there. Over here, you have the globalists, the MI5s and 6s working with the Langley CIA people trying to overthrow our election, or at least slow walk it, make sure that Trump is tied up with this, preoccupied with this, so he can't get as much done, although he's still gotten quite a bit done in a year and a half. But they want to try to slow that down. They have been able to slow it down somewhat. They want to try to run the clock out and hope that they can get rid of him when he comes up for re-election. This is something that's happening across the world. And if you think that this is going away, if you think we're about to wrap this up, I just want to point out to you that as we've got Mueller running up a 16 or 17 million, depending on who you look at, like I said, this is Washington. Who cares about a measly $1 million? Who cares about $17 million? This is Washington. That was just in 6 months, October through March, that Mueller's investigation ran up. But here's the kicker, folks. The Justice Department, Jeff Sessions' Justice Department, has budgeted $10 million for Mueller to spend in fiscal year 2019, which begins in October. So when you had Nigel Farage the other day say, what's going on? We're supposed to be out of Brexit by this date. And we've got the British government just setting up over £1 million to run another European Parliament election after we're supposed to be out of the European Parliament. Looks like they're not planning on following through on Brexit. And it looks like the Justice Department is not planning on this thing to ever end either, doesn't it? If they're still going to give another $10 million starting in October. That's the Justice Department putting that up. All right, so Gerald Celente is going to be joining us. Also, Brian Kaplan, professor of economics at George Mason University, is going to be joining us. He's written a couple of books, The Myth of the Rational Voter. But we're going to be talking to him about his other book, Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids and the Case Against Education. And I would say that based on what he's saying, he's not talking about that we should be ignorant. We have to make a distinction between education and schooling systems. I'm all for education, but I'm all against school systems. Okay. Let's understand the difference between the outcome and the institution. Big difference. They become synonymous in the vernacular. So I'm sure that's why he put it out that way. But he'll also be our guest coming up in the next hour. Now, when we're talking about things that never change and the fact that Mueller is going to be getting another $10 million beginning next year from Jeff Sessions to continue the charade. In Afghanistan, we're hoping that the 17th general is going to be the charm. This is the headline from the American Conservative. And folks, I think maybe a better name for the Afghanistan war, you could just add all the different wars to it. The Groundhog Wars, right? Because one of the things that evidently transformed in our country after September 11th is the whole idea that, A, we should ever have a reason, we should ever have an endpoint, a declaration for the war, we shouldn't have a definition for winning because we're just going to be doing this forever and ever. And so here we are on our 17th general. And as they point out, despite U.S. Air Force sorties that far exceeded 2016 levels, the Taliban remains a potent fighting force able to launch effective operations against Afghan troops who heavily depend on their corridors for resupply. In other words, they're still dependent on us for air support. They can't make it without us. So we're still there. And here's an example. Earlier this month, Taliban fighters swept through the capital city of Farah province with little resistance from government forces. Although Kabul quickly retook the city, the Afghans had to request air support from the U.S., another sign that despite spending over $78 billion in American taxpayer money, the Afghan army still is unable to defend its country without significant air and logistical support from Washington. And they say, sadly, we've seen this movie over and over again for over a decade and a half. In the first scene, a decorated general is appointed by the president to turn the war around. And you know what this movie is called? Maybe some of you have seen it. The War Machine, with Brad Pitt playing the part of General McChrystal. And, of course, it was based on the diaries of Michael Hastings, who was subsequently killed by our government, I believe, if you look at how that accident went down. Anyway, certainly did get the people around McChrystal angry, but it may have been the FBI and CIA who were even more upset about what he was about to reveal about them, who killed him. Anyway, so in the first scene, a decorated general is appointed by the president to turn the war around. That's the way the movie begins, The War Machine. That's the way his book began. Act two involves a few glowing profiles in the media about the new commander's unique traits as a thinker, an innovator, a warfighter. And I'm sure he went to West Point as well, right? The American people, this guy did, this new one, the American people are told that perhaps this particular commanding officer will be the one to sprinkle fairy dust over the war, and to transform an unwinnable conflict into something the White House can call a victory. Yeah, that's it. The Groundhog Wars of the 21st century here in America. It isn't going to change, folks. Look, one of the reasons we're there is for the opium, the heroin and other things that the CIA wants. The other thing is that it's got some of the largest supplies of lithium, and also other rare earth minerals. That's why we're not ever leaving there. That stuff may be more valuable than oil in the future because oil is getting to be pretty plentiful. We found new ways to extract it. And once we change the way that we do the coal plants, we have so much coal in this country that even if we didn't go to a new form of energy, even if we just remained with fossil fuels, coal and oil, that's going to go down in value. That's what the Saudis are so worried about. But you're going to see things like lithium, and you're going to see things like the rare earth minerals that the Chinese have been very busy getting getting control of. You're going to see that go up in value. That is why we're in Afghanistan. I'm absolutely convinced. I don't think that's a good reason for us to be there either. A lot of you people say, yeah, it's good. That's good. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't support war for profit. Sorry. I'm a Christian. We used to have a country that was based on Christian principles that would say that you don't attack people in a form of armed robbery to the nth degree. This is what that is. And you only attack people if you've been attacked. And you stop when the attack stops. That's the same rules we have if somebody breaks into your house to steal your television set. If they're coming at you, you can shoot them. If they're running away where your TV's set, you can't shoot them in the back. But we do that with our foreign policy. That's what it's all about. In London, something else is not changing, and that's the violence there. A spate of violent attacks across the city in just a few hours left 4 people seriously injured. 3 people were hit with knives. Yeah, got a, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the week. We had a retiring judge there saying, well, I think we need to confiscate these people's knives with pointy ends, and we have to have the government round them down. And they shouldn't have a knife that's longer than 8 or 10 inches, you know, just like they're going to limit the number of rounds you can have in your gun and so forth. But according to eyewitnesses, 1 of the attack and the 4th attack, they used a machine gun in Piers Morgan's London. Can you imagine that? I mean, Piers Morgan and Sadiq Khan must be having a hissy fit. Their gun control isn't working. Not only are they having drive-by shootings, but they're having drive-by shootings with machine guns. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we're looking at the economy, and we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the next hour, mainstream media is lit up with all the talk about trade tariffs. And we're going to talk to Gerald Celente about that. How's that going to break down as President Trump has stood by his announcements earlier, saying that it is essential to our national security, as well as, I think, to our economic security, to make sure that we have a level playing field, that we have core industries like steel and aluminum, that we're still going to have manufacturing of those here in the United States. So he's standing up with that. And then now the European Union and Canada and Mexico have now thrown down the gauntlet, saying they're going to reply with, because they put a temporary holding pattern on those tariffs being applied to NAFTA countries and European Union countries. That now expired today. And so they've now replied saying that they are going to retaliate against the United States. They're going to do it strategically by selecting the key industries in states that are Trump supporters. That's the way they're going to try to pressure President Trump. So we'll talk to Gerald Celente about how he sees this shaking out. Nevertheless, the U.S. economy added 223,000 jobs last month. The employment rate was merely 3.8%. This was much higher than they had anticipated before. So they got 223,000. They were expecting 188,000. So it exceeded that by quite a bit, exceeded it by about a third, and in just that 1 month, what they had estimated doing. So that's an interesting economic metric right there. Sears, it appears, people are afraid that it's about to close 100 stores across the country. So the brick-and-mortar retailers are not doing very well against Amazon and other online sales. And one person who is still looking for a job is Hillary Clinton. She may be in the unemployment lines with many retail employees if Sears starts to close places around there. But she has her sights set pretty high. She just said that she would like to be the person to run Facebook, because I guess that's about the closest she's ever going to get to running the world. That was her aspiration. Here's Hillary Clinton talking about how she would like to run Facebook.
But one question I did want to ask you is, if you could be a CEO of any company right now, what would you choose and why?
Facebook. I just want to add, it's the biggest news platform in the world. I mean, we can listen to really brilliant, experienced writers like David Ignatius and, you know, try to keep up with the news, but most people in our country get their news, true or not, from Facebook. Now, Facebook is trying to, you know, take on some of the unexpected consequences of their business model, and I for one hope that they get it right, because it really is critical to our democracy that people get accurate information on which to make decisions. And so yeah, that's the one I'd pick.
Yeah, maybe it's not their business model, maybe it's their truthiness model, maybe it's their censorship model. You know, she's there at Harvard to pick up the Radcliffe. You know, I can just see Jane Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies handing it to her. We're so happy with, but she is getting it for her transformative impact on society. So, of course, she would like to continue to transform society. And, oh, by the way, Hillary, just like your clothes, your idea that Facebook is number one is also out of date. It has fallen to number two thanks to its quote-unquote business model of of lying to people. But anyway, she would like to be there. And, of course, that's where, you know, a lot of the action is happening. What is it that is a big problem for their truthiness model? As a matter of fact, you know, I want to switch over here. I was going to do a little bit of thing on education, and I'll get to that before we have our guest coming in the next hour. But a lot of talk today, all the media is abuzz about Samantha Bee. And You know, as we look at whether or not we're going to have Samantha Bee or not Samantha Bee, the question is, how long are they going to be throwing these slings and arrows of outrageous censorship at us? Those of us on the right, because as the attacks against Roseanne came out the early part of this week, everybody's saying, oh, look at this. The conservatives are saying there's a double standard. And then they illustrate it with Samantha Bee. Now, I'm not going to go into Samantha Bee because, quite frankly, I think, you know, it's really become old news that these people on late night television or small cable channels, do this kind of shtick. And the name of her program is Full Frontal. She thrives on, canned laughter and sexual dirty talk thrown in against conservatives. That's what her whole shtick has been. So why is what she said about Ivanka really newsworthy? If you want to see that, you can read that everywhere. I'm not even going to try to repeat what she had to say there. I don't really think anything that she has to say is newsworthy. But, you know, I think she ought to, as we're looking, she's already had some advertisers pull out. And it's like, you know, if they don't want to, if they don't want to be associated with her, I understand. But I'm not for organizing boycotts over speech, quite frankly. And I think many of the conservatives are taking the wrong tact on this. Because I think, as I said with Roseanne, whether or not you agree with these people, we're trying to be edgy. You know, Roseanne was being edgy. Samantha Bee tries very hard to be edgy, and so do Stephen Colbert and all the rest of the late night comedians. They're always out there trying to say something outrageous. Michelle Wolf, remember I talked about that yesterday. Slate magazine said she's her best when she's her most vicious. That's what they want. And that's been there a long time. That's always been a component of entertainment and comedy. And so I really don't like what Samantha Bee says, but I will defend to the death her right to say it, as the people who summarized of Voltaire said. I think she has a right to say it. I don't want to see us getting in a tit-for-tat censorship war here, trying to shut down one side over the other. Let's grow up, and maybe we could start having discussions that aren't just limited to these comedians. And I think they're people are getting really tired of it. I don't think they're really going to find a market for it. I want to focus instead on what's going on with Google and the Republicans and how Google, which is now bigger than Facebook, Hillary, maybe you want to be head of Google because, you know, they got all the nice killer robots that are coming up. I think you would enjoy that. They might even have some prosthetics for your back that could help you with that condition. That would be less obvious. I don't know. But what's happening with Google? And grab video number 4 and 2 because we're going to get to those in a moment here. But what Google did, and this broke, I think is far more significant than the filthy comments of Samantha Bee. Kevin McCarthy, who is the number 2 in the GOP House. He's underneath Paul Ryan, and he's from California. And what he did was he took a screenshot of what Google did to the California Republican Party. If you go to Google and you type in the GOP, what you see here says the California Republican Party is a California affiliate of the United States Republican Party, blah, blah, blah. They tell you who the chairman is and everything, founded 1854. Then it says ideology. The first thing it says under ideology is Nazism, followed by conservatism, market liberalism, fiscal conservatism, green conservation, but Nazism. How did that get there? We're going to tell you when we come back. And we're going to tell you how I don't think this is an accident. They've got plausible deniability, but discovered yesterday by Vice News, and then Kevin McCarthy says this is a disgrace, and it is. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
I want to plow into all of this.
But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And as I said, the media seems to be preoccupied with the comments of Samantha Bee, pro and con. I think it is far more important what Google is doing to the GOP in California. Yeah, Google has gone Goodwin against the GOP. How's that for alliteration? Google has gone Goodwin against GOP. Goodwin's law. That eventually, when you have a long political argument, one side or the other is eventually going to label the other side Nazis, or both will do that. And this is what Google did to the California GOP. As Vice pointed out, they said, less than a week before the California primary, Google listed Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party. I'm sure that was just a coincidence, don't you think? We're going to talk about how their excuse comes up as to how that happened. But when you look at that, you Google the California Republican Party, just like, you know, you Google InfoWars, oh, this is a fake news conspiracy website or something like that. That they like to do those types of labels. That's what they're doing with YouTube. Back in mid-March, that's what the lady who is head of the CEO of YouTube said at South by Southwest here in Austin. She said, oh, yeah, we're going to start putting up information that will tag individual groups and institutions, individuals and institutions and so forth, and will say, oh, this is what they're really about. And where are they going to get that information from? Oh, they're going to get it from people like Wikipedia, Southern Poverty Law Center, Snopes. Oh, they don't have a political agenda at all, do they? You think Wikipedia doesn't have a political agenda? We'll talk about that because they're at the center of all this. And the knowledge panel that comes up when you Google this provides easy access and a summary, you know, to the next to the results. And so they label the Republican Party of California first and foremost as Nazis. That's the label that comes up. It's a hyperlink also. Not only does it show up Nazism, but it has a hyperlink to Nazism so that you can get the definition of it in case you don't know. California voters, points out Vice News, have been casting their absentee ballots for weeks ahead of Tuesday's state primary elections. And that's what they see when they look up the Republicans. But voters looking for information, searching California Republicans or California Republican Party, were getting Nazism next to their search results. Google changed that after Vice News contacted them. And Kevin McCarthy of California, who is the House Majority Leader, the number two guy under Paul Ryan, said, "It is disgraceful that the world's largest search engine has labeled millions of California Republicans as Nazis." And Vice goes on to say, "A neo-Nazi running for Senate in California attracted a lot of headlines earlier this year, including when the state's Republican Party kicked him out of its convention in May." But then Google labels all Republicans as Nazis. See, anybody can call themselves, I could run as a socialist if I wanted to. You know, if the Socialist Party had ballot access, I could say I'm running for the Socialist Party, even though I totally disagree with everything the Socialist Party stands for. I could still run. You might do something like that because you know that the Socialist Party has ballot access. People do that with the Republican Party because the Republican Party has ballot access. And not necessarily because they have an agreement with it. And so the Republicans are saying, well, we don't want to have anything to do with this guy. They tried to throw him out. And yet we've got USA Today doubling down on this. This is the way USA Today covers this story, where they say Google is blasted by top Republicans for linking California Republican Party with Nazism. That's the headline at USA Today. But then they come down and they double down on this. USA Today says Nazism may have been a reference to Patrick Little, a Holocaust denier who praises Adolf Hitler and aims to remove the Jews from power. He's running as a Republican for U.S. Senate seat in California. The same guy that Vice News at least had the fairness and accuracy to say, yeah, and the Republicans have done anything they can to run this guy out of the party. They double down on this. They say Little got more support than any other Republican candidate in an April 27th survey that USA Today did. Little polled at 18%. Compared to Dianne Feinstein's 39%. The next highest performing GOP candidate came in at 8%. So they doubled down on this. But where did it come from? Google says, don't blame us. It was vandals at Wikipedia. And we only depend on Wikipedia to put this information up. We don't generate the information. We just grab it from Wikipedia. Is that a good excuse? Is that good enough? You know, they say, one of the executive director of the California Republican Party told Vice News, it's libelous and Wikipedia and Google should take more ownership of what is published on their sites, since both companies just said that 5 million Californians support Nazism. What Google said in its official response, RT points out, they said they brushed aside the criticism. They said, we've got algorithms that do this. See, that's the way they're going to always have plausible deniability for their bias. But they front-loaded this system with bias by using Wikipedia, by saying they're going to have truthiness determined by the Southern Poverty Law Center and other people who have very clear political agendas. You say, we're going to let these people decide what's real, what's not real, who are the Nazis, and so forth. And then they just step back and they say, yeah. And then it was our algorithms, or it was this other organization, or whatever. They said, our algorithms are totally unbiased. No, they're not. Because you picked the data that you feed into it. You know, garbage in, garbage out. Socialism in, socialism out. Globalism in, globalism out. Whatever your bias is that you feed into your algorithms, that's going to come out the other end. Google said, sometimes people vandalize public information sources like Wikipedia and it can impact the information that appears in a search. Really? Yeah, I noticed that. We're going to talk about Wikipedia here. They said, we have systems in place that catch vandalism before it impacts search results. Not really. But occasionally errors come through, and that's what happened here. Yeah. No, they have, their system is begging for biased outputs because they have biased inputs in it. And so the question is, can we really rely on Wikipedia? And we had this discussion back in mid-March. We were all very alarmed by the pronouncement at South by Southwest, as I pointed out, when YouTube's CEO said that her company would be adding information cues to conspiracy theory videos, text-based links intended to provide users with better information about what they're watching. So they're going to help you because you're not smart enough to listen to this, to make up your own mind, even to do searches. They're going to help you with the searches. They're going to hide certain things. They're going to push forward other narratives and so forth. We've illustrated this, how you can look for certain terms, certain individuals, and you get very different results on Google than you get on the other two major competing search engines. They are more even in terms of this. And so they said that when this was announced, and this is going back looking at Wired Magazine back in mid-March, they said when she announced this, it came as a surprise even to the Wikimedia Foundation. The fact that they had chosen to offload their misinformation project to a volunteer nonprofit encyclopedia without even telling at first. One individual, a clinical teaching fellow at the Technology Law and Policy Clinic at New York University Law School said, as a longtime Wikipedia editor, I wondered whether YouTube thought deeply about how relying on Wikipedia to combat disinformation on YouTube videos is going to impact Wikipedia and the community of editors. Wikipedia never claimed to be perfect, she said, and it isn't perfect. But of course, as they pointed out in this article back in mid-March, it wasn't just YouTube that was using this flawed approach, but also Alphabet that runs the Google searches. And now we've seen how it propagated through to the Republican Party there in California. And also being used by artificial intelligence researchers. And so the question is, in the last, let's see, the last 10 days or so, we have had Craig Murray, who was a former ambassador for the UK's, not ambassador, he worked for the UK's Foreign Service. He's now an investigative journalist. He started looking at Wikipedia, and he started asking, is Wikipedia really an establishment psyop of the CIA and the deep state? When we come back, I'm going to make a case that it is. It's not crowdsourced. That's got an agenda, and it's being used by another psyop, Google.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about Wikipedia and how this interfaces with Google. They said, it was vandalism that was done to Wikipedia. That's what caused us to label the California GOP as we're coming up to the primaries. And as people are doing their early voting, Google has labeled the entire California GOP as Nazis. That's right. And they said, it wasn't us. Our algorithms are unbiased. But they choose biased sources or inaccurate sources. And this is something that goes back to mid-March. As YouTube said, we're going to have truthiness. Things pop up when you look at videos from certain individuals are going to tell you how they're conspiracy theorists and so forth. And we said, this is looking bad because they're going to go to Wikipedia and Southern Poverty Law Center and Snopes and so forth. We know the political agenda of those people. And that's exactly what you get. You get a political agenda out of that, and that's by design. I'm going to tell you why that's by design. We have he's now an investigative journalist, but he used to work for the UK's Foreign Service. He did it for 20 years, from 1984 to 2004. His name is Craig Murray. He gave daily reports to Margaret Thatcher, John Major, others. I want to get into that and break this down. It's an amazing thing. It's called the Philip Cross Affair, is what he titles it. It's some individual called Philip Cross who's very, very active at doing edits. We'll get to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have a massive Memorial Day sale that we have extended 50% off on many of our most popular products as well as free shipping. Things like Super Male Vitality, the Real Red Pill Plus, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Alpha Power, Super Blue products, all the dental products that we have that have no fluoride, but they have the good halogen iodine, and they have nano silver. I don't think you'll find any other toothpaste or dental products anywhere that has nano silver in it. Of course, nano silver is very effective at fighting not only bacteria but also viruses. And so we have two flavors of toothpaste. We have a mouthwash. We have a gargle spray. And we have all of our Super Blue products 50% off. We have X2 and BioTrue Selenium combo that is 50% off, X2, of course, being our nascent iodine. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of our most popular items, 50% off and free shipping. All right, so what is the Philip Cross affair? As I pointed out, this guy worked for 20 years for the UK Foreign Service. In 2002, I thought I remembered seeing that he was an ambassador. He was the UK's ambassador to Uzbekistan. But he became a whistleblower because after 20 years, he couldn't believe this story that was being pushed about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. He knew it was a lie. And, of course, it was a lie that was being pushed along with the assistance of Gina Haspel and the fake intel that she sent to the Pentagon and others. That was derived as a result of torture. They knew they'd been had once they realized that that was a product of torture. But he wrote a book called Murder in Samarkand. And he talks about how he became disillusioned and a whistleblower. But what is he talking about now? He's talking about the Philip Cross affair and Wikipedia. On May 18th, in his blog, he said, there have been 133,612 edits to Wikipedia made in the name of an individual called Philip Cross over 14 years. He said, that's over 30 edits per day, 7 days a week. And I do not use that figuratively. Wikipedia edits are timed. And if you plot them, the time card for Philip Cross's Wikipedia activity is astonishing if it was only one individual. And so what he's saying is that this is not one individual. It's just a cover name because one individual couldn't be this active. He tweeted out, in an update on his Twitter account, he said, the Philip Cross affair update, Philip Cross has not had a single day off from editing Wikipedia in almost 5 years. He has edited every single day from the 29th of August 2013 to the 14th of May 2018, including 5 Christmas days. He doesn't even take Christmas off. He's very, very active. Yeah, you want to get upset about Russian trolls? Maybe you should get upset about CIA trolls, deep state trolls, that are rigging Wikipedia. And he goes on to say, let's question whether or not this is really a one-person operation. He said, the purpose of the Philip Cross operation is systematically to attack and to undermine the reputations of those who are prominent in challenging the dominant corporate and state media narrative, particularly when it comes to foreign affairs. He said, Philip Cross's views happened to be precisely the same views as those of Jimmy Wales, the founder of Wikipedia. And when confronted with this, Jimmy Wales of Wikipedia got very, very defensive and, as he put it, surly and defending this in terms of talking about the Philip Cross operation. He says, I find that to be very revealing. Zero Hedge article written by Eric Zeus. He said, I've had personal experience with Wikipedia that confirms the existence of this pattern. He said, among my several articles on that he's written in the past years, Eric Zeus said, how Wikipedia lies. And he talked about a 9/11 report. He said, I reported that Smallwood, the Wikipedia overseer on Wikipedia's article, United Airlines Flight 93, about the 9/11 plane that came down in Pennsylvania, blocked stating the text of the article, an important fact that was documented even though it was buried within some of the article's own footnote sources. And that would be that Vice President Dick Cheney had ordered the plane to be shot down. He said the article and the news media and history books common allegations that resistance on the part of heroic passengers of the plane had something to do with the plane coming down, when and how it did, are all false. He said, but Smallwood, this editor on this particular article, blocked me from adding the text to the text a mention that Cheney, on the very same day of 9/11, admitted that he had ordered that plane to be shot down and stated his reasons for having done so and that the order was promptly fulfilled. Smallwood refused to say why my addition of Cheney's role was blocked, other than to say that that fact did not appear to be constructive, and he refused to say how or why. So here's a situation where even on their own footnotes, if you look at the footnotes and you read the article, they talk about Dick Cheney's orders about that plane, Flight 93. And yet the guy who is in control of the article, the Wikipedia article, United Airlines Flight 93, won't allow that information to be on there. So that's why Wikipedia is not trustworthy, why you should never really rely on it. maybe on something like geography that you can verify other places. Maybe not even there. And he said back in July 2015, Eric Zu said he had headlined Wikipedia as propaganda and not history. And he gave MH17 as an example. He said often their cited sources are misleading or even false. And the Wikipedia article was totally anti-Russian propaganda, not even an historical account. Even Britain's own BBC had previously headlined Wikipedia shows a CIA page edit. He said Wikipedia articles and that it does so consistently filtering out facts, no matter how conclusively proven they are to be true. It contradicts the news media and CIA's boilerplate history. So if you get in conflict with the CIA's version of history and the Mockingbird media that pushes this, they will just edit that out. And there's another long article that I would go into, but I don't have time because I want to play a couple of clips for you. The other article, I'll just give you a couple of teasers from it. It's also on Zero Hedge by Caitlin Johnstone. She talks about how the media outlets are now openly talking about information war all the time. Right? Info war. It's an info war. Yeah. Yeah. Hillary Clinton talked about that. And now they call themselves the resistance, which was our slogan for a long time. Here's some of the headlines. Border guards detain Russian over information war on Poland. Marines get new information warfare leader. Here's how Sweden is preparing for an information war against ahead of its general election and so forth. And she said, what's interesting about all this is that usually when they tell us we got to go to war for drugs or whatever, they tell us exactly what's going on. But here it's just this kind of idea that this vague idea that the Russians are conducting some kind of an information war on us. And we just have to be aware that it is undermining the trustworthiness of institutions and be concerned about that, regardless of whether or not the information that they put out is true or not, just as we saw with WikiLeaks and the information that they put out about Hillary Clinton. And I guess we're going to have to do this coming up in the next segment, where I'm going to play for you a former State Department official. This is a guy who was Time Magazine's editor. Of course, they're about to go out of business. He was also he headed the U.S. Office for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs for the State Department. Now, if you want to push propaganda, that's where you want to be. He is now a regular pundit on MSNBC, and he's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we're going to hear him when we come back talk about and defend the idea that propaganda is a good thing. He's going to own it. Good for him. Let's be upfront about it because, you know, they have so much power. They don't have to cover up their propaganda. They don't have to cover up their war crimes and torture. They can just own it. Just defy you to do anything about it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom.
Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Brian Kaplan of George Mason University. And we're going to talk to him about his book, The Case Against Higher Education. And he's an economist. So it's going to be an interesting discussion. But I want to finish up what I was talking about in terms of the open propaganda. We talked about how Google has been labeling the California Republican Party as Nazis. They said, well, it's not us, it's the vandalism of Wikipedia. Then we talked about, is Wikipedia a trustworthy source? Why would Google and YouTube use them? And we talked about the case of that was exposed of one name that has done 130,000 some odd edits every single day, about a half hour apart here, on a systematic basis, if you can believe that that is one individual. But I want to go to a conference that just happened at the Council on Foreign Relations, where you got the former editor of Time Magazine, Richard Stengel, who is now at the CFR, and he's talking about fake news. That's pretty gutsy when you got magazines like Time and Newsweek back in the late 1970s, 79, 78. And I've shown that many times here on the show, talking about how we're going to be out of oil and gas by the mid-1980s. Yeah, that happened, didn't it? Anyway, that was their feature that would run over and over again. He also worked for the State Department. He is now a regular pundit on MSNBC. And I want you to hear him say, talk about propaganda and owning it. Here's Richard Stengel of the CFR.
My old job at the State Department was what people used to joke as the chief propagandist job. We haven't talked about propaganda. Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it.
Of course not.
And they have to do it to their own population. And I don't necessarily think it's that awful. And this idea of news cartel, I mean,
Pause that a second. You know what? He is right. Every country does it to their own people. That's why don't believe anything that RT says about Russia, but believe what they say about America. Okay, that's why they're valuable. All right, let's continue on with that.
2012 during that election, and I remember, you know, you're competing against cartels and everybody. I remember being on a panel with the then editor of the New York Times, who said it's really hard to break through these days. This is the editor of the New York Times saying it's hard to break through. I wanted to jump off the platform. Like, what's it like for the rest of everybody? So I mean, there are cartels, but cartels don't have hegemony like they used to.
Last question. Okay. So he's at New York Times, hard to break through. Maybe the reason it's hard to break through is because all your competitors are repeating the same PR lines from the CIA and the State Department. Maybe that's why you can't distinguish yourself from anybody, because you're just regurgitating the feed you get from Washington, D.C. Let's go on what else he has to say here.
I don't think you want to address the history.
Now he takes a question from the audience.
In terms of understanding what happened in the world. Because what is happening in America is what the United States flipped on the global south and in the third world, which we live with for many, many years, in terms of a master narrative that was and still is propaganda.
You know what? I hate last questions. Don't you? I usually just want to end something before the last question. But at any rate, I want to thank this fantastic panel.
And so he ends it right there. Let's stop the clip right there. He just blows that off and the guy says, yeah, you've been feeding us propaganda worldwide and we're not happy with it. We know you've been lying to us. And he goes, oh, I don't like last question. So let's just end it right there. And as this article came up on Zero Hedge, the Council on Foreign Relations says domestic propaganda is necessary. And they go back to a year ago when you had an individual who was then Stuart Jones. He was the U.N. ambassador to Iraq, and he was asked a very pointed question. They said, why is it that you are lecturing us so much about Iran when you support Saudi Arabia. And he went dead silent for 18 seconds. All you could hear was him grunting, and as one individual said, you could hear the trickle down his leg as he's trying to come up with an explanation of the duplicity of our foreign policy and our propaganda. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now, we're pleased to have Brian Kaplan. He is professor of economics at George Mason University. He's the author of many different books. He is a blogger for EconLog. Some of the books that he's written are The Myth of the Rational Voter. It was named the best political book of the year by the New York Times. Also, Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids and The Case Against Education, which is really what I want to focus on today. You can find him on Twitter at Brian_Kaplan. Also, his website is bkaplan.com. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about college, because this is one of the things that as we look at our society, it's almost a given, isn't it, that everybody expects you to get a college degree. And as an economics professor, I'm sure you question the value of that as college has gotten much more expensive and as college degrees have gotten much more common.
Right. Well, so the main thing that I question is the idea that what you're learning in school is actually going to be useful on the job. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between degree being useful to you selfishly and the degree being actually useful to society. And that's really the heart of my book, because I say a lot of the reason why education pays isn't that you acquire useful skills in school, but rather that you impress employers by jumping through a bunch of hoops. And yeah. The upshot of this is that for taxpayers, it's a big waste of money to encourage more people to say go to college. Even though if you're a good student, I actually agree with the conventional wisdom that it's a useful way of advancing your career.
Yeah, and of course, I went to college, and one of the things that I found was that what you're studying in college significantly lags behind what is going on, especially in a technical field, for example. I got a degree in electrical engineering, so the stuff that we were being taught was maybe a decade or so old, which is an eternity in a fast-moving technological field. But as you point out, the key thing that people are looking for was, can you jump through these hoops? Can you do mindless, repetitive tasks, and will you be a good employee in that respect? I think that was it more than anything else.
I mean, that's funny because, of course, engineering is a topic where, compared to almost every other subject, it's super useful, and yet it can be 10 years out of date. But think about a topic like, communications or history or English, where the odds that you would ever use it on a job are very low. It's just quite unlikely that it would ever come up. So it's way better to be 10 years out of date than just to be permanently out of date, which is what most college subjects are.
Well, there is an argument to be made, and I think you've made it, that when you do get degrees, your income does go up. But I guess, when we look at it, the cost of tuition has really gone up. I mean, as an economics professor, when you look at something, and let's just look at it as a product, okay? If I have generally the price goes up as it gets more and more, the value goes up if it's rare. When it becomes extremely common, the price should be going down, and yet college tuition is skyrocketing, even as it becomes more common.
Right. Well, it's a little bit misleading because the thing that's skyrocketing is list price, but most students don't pay list price. This is actually one of the best things to know as a parent or as a prospective student is don't believe the number that you see on the webpage. Most people don't pay that. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is also a reason to shop around at a bunch of schools and see which school cuts you the best deal. Because, you know, if you, get accepted into 10 or 15 schools, just, just by throw of the dice, it's likely that someone's going to give you a really good offer and take that one.
So look and see who's going to give you a scholarship on something. Cause you can get scholarships on some very esoteric things.
Of course.
My wife, got one school. She didn't wind up going to that school. They gave her a scholarship for baton twirling and it was going to be a complete free ride. I mean, she'd had a lot of, very extensive experience with baton twirling and they happened to want one, but, she didn't want to go to Kansas. So
the thing that really matters for whether or not college is going to work out for you personally is just the odds that you finish the degree. Because most of the payment comes from actually completing the degree. And yet, people tend to assume they're going to succeed for sure. And yet we know from the data, only about 40% of full-time college students finish the degree in 4 years. Give them 5 years for a four-year degree up to maybe 55%, 6 years, 60%. So, there's just a lot of people who put in a lot of time and don't finish. And then the question is, am I one of these people? Right. Mm-hmm. And, how would you know? Well, you can either just look in the mirror and say, I'm wonderful. I'm great. Or you can go and look at the numbers and say, hey, well, how good was I in high school? If you did very well in high school, then you'll probably do well in college. On the other hand, if you did poorly in high school, then the reasonable inference to draw is you're probably not going to be finishing college, and then you should look around for something else that you like and are good at.
Well, what would you – now, you teach at a college, okay? Mm-hmm. So obviously that you do believe in it at some level. I mean, what would you recommend to people? We talked about the fact that kind of some timeless disciplines like politics and history and so forth. Yes, it's not changing that much, and so there's a lot that you can learn, but it's not necessarily going to have an economic application to your life. Mm-hmm. Other things, like I mentioned with engineering, that can get you a job, but then it's information that really is kind of out of date that they're teaching you and so forth. So what is your recommendation to people in terms of looking at college besides whether or not you'll be able to finish it?
Right. Well, so of course, another thing is your major, and you're right. There are high earning majors and low earning majors. Even the lowest earning majors, if you finish, you'll wind up earning quite a bit more than if you had not gone to college at all. But again, the higher earning majors, electrical engineering, computer science, mechanical engineering, finance, and actually my own field of economics is very, very well paying as well. I mean, almost as good as electrical engineering, so which to me is bizarre because most of what we teach you're not going to be using on a job in all likelihood. But again, the main thing that I say in the book and which seems to be borne out is it's really the signal. What you're buying is credible evidence that you're able to go and do the job and that you're ready to learn it. And, economics does a lot better than business, in terms of the earnings you're likely to get. Business, maybe is a bit more practical, but at the same time, the reputation is just not that hard. And so employers, I'd rather have someone who did something hard that's not very relevant than someone who just took the easy way out, even if it does seem a bit more relevant. So, this is all stuff to keep in mind. In terms of the bottom line, also, I'd say, usually private school is not worth it. The best private schools maybe, especially if you are looking to marry a rich person. That's one of the neglected benefits
the ultimate
of
networking
college.
Right there.
Yeah. the work networking probably is overrated unless you're in a very vocational field like computer science because – the modern economy is so vast, the odds that you're ever going to be in business with the student who sat next to you in English class, really low. But on the other hand, in terms of getting into the elite dating pool, that's something where even if you don't meet your future spouse in college, if you're a Harvard grad, that's going to make a big difference especially today on online dating. I knew a guy who was, he's got an MIT degree and, he got divorced and he said, my God, women love me now. So that's something to keep in mind.
So it's kind of an update on how to marry a millionaire going to college today, right?
The funny thing is in the past, people would think of women as going to college in order to meet a rich spouse. Now I say anybody can do it. Men, women, this is just changing your whole future life prospects. So it's something to keep in mind. I'm not saying just go there purely as a gold digger, but. Old saying goes, you can love a rich person just as well as a poor one. So keep that in mind.
That's true. You know, and two, when we come back, we've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how this has changed. Prior to World War II, it was pretty much a rare thing for people to get a bachelor's degree. Then after World War II, the veterans coming back, they were giving everybody the GI Bill, encouraging people to go to college. The government underwrote that quite a bit. I'd like to talk a little bit about the economics of that. You talked about how, don't pay list price. But nevertheless, the amount that we're spending on higher education has really soared as the government has subsidized it. And so talk a little bit about that and talk about whether or not we have to get a degree that is higher than a bachelor's degree in order to get a better job position, or if that's a diminishing law of returns. And then maybe we can also talk about some alternatives to college for those people who said, well, maybe I didn't do that well, as you're pointing out. Maybe I didn't do that well in high school, so maybe college isn't the thing for me. I might not be able to get through the entire curriculum. So we're going to be right back. We'll be talking to Brian Kaplan, who is a professor of economics at George Mason University. His book is The Case Against Education. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice.
Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Brian Kaplan. Again, you can find him on Twitter at Brian_Kaplan. His website is bkaplan.com. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University. We're talking to him about his book, The Case Against Education. But I also want to get a tease from him about his other book, Selfish Reasons to Have More Kids. So I want to leave a little bit of time here in this segment to talk about that as well. But let's, before we move on to that, let's talk a little bit about the alternatives to college, because you were saying in the last segment that maybe if you didn't do very well in high school, you might look at this and say, maybe I'm not going to make it through college. Maybe I shouldn't waste my time and money starting this process. You know, we just had the case. I'm sure you saw it in Publix Bakery down in Florida. Somebody wanted to get a congratulatory graduation cake. They put the guy's name there and they wanted it to read summa cum laude. And the baker refused to put the middle word in there, said it was profane. So, but, you know, we do see people like Steve Jobs very adamant about the fact that, you know, he didn't complete college. He didn't find that it was worthwhile for him. They become very successful. Many times we have the summa cum laude students working for the B students who decided that they didn't want to go through this regimentation because they have a more entrepreneurial outlook. But what about just general students in general that feel like they wouldn't be successful in college?
Right. So vocational education is greatly underrated. If you do have a school that has vocational options and you just don't like regular academics, then definitely look at those. You know, so they like the quality of vocational education varies a lot, but, you know, at least check it out. So, you know, there are many highly paid jobs that still don't require college and probably aren't going to for the foreseeable future. So like electrician, carpenter, plumber, these are classic ones. And then, you know, there are some fields where there's still room for people without college degrees to succeed, even though a lot of people have them. So, you know, programming is more credentialist than it used to be, but still, if you are a self-taught programmer and you can demonstrate that what you know, that's something. And then, you know, like honestly, for so many people, just to finish high school and then get the best job that you can and work your way up, it's still a doable strategy. And if you simply do not like school, then it's real. I'd say it's still underrated. Getting the important thing to remember about the modern labor market is, since your school is so irrelevant to what you're likely to do, the usual thing that happens is that you do all your education and then you get an entry level job and finally you get trained to do a job for the first time. So really what happens to you after college could just happen to you at a much earlier age. The main difference is that the more prestigious jobs are probably not going to consider you. But if you spend 4 years doing a good job, maybe you can work your way up. It is doable.
So it's really more of an entrance level barrier to you. Like you said,
right.
You get out, you have to be trained in that job anyway to work your way up. You may run into some bias within the organization, especially if it's a large corporation. They may be biased against people who don't have credentials. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think about it as it's very much like Hollywood, where you want to get your big break. And college degree is one of the best ways in our society to get your big break. It's not the only way. So you can be looking around for some other way of doing it. You know, possibly if you've got some personal connections where there's someone that will vouch for you as being really good, even though you don't have the degree, that might work, especially at a smaller firm. And again, like, you know, the good news is you don't have to convince most employers. You just have to convince one employer. So that's one of the main sources of hope. You know, it's, you know, again, it's kind of like, you know, getting married. You don't have to convince everyone to like you. You just have to find one person who likes you. And that's a big deal.
That's right. That's a great way to look at it. And you know, as we look at the government's involved, I'd like to get your take, as we mentioned before we're going to break, the idea that this is something that has now become a given. It used to be that, at one point in time, even a high school degree wasn't necessarily there as a entry level requirement. Then it became a college level degree after World War II. So we've kind of had, a degree inflation, I guess you could say, with all
financial
this stuff.
Inflation, you know, it's a big part of my book.
Yeah, yeah. And we've also had a tuition inflation. As an economist, do you believe that by pushing this and by government subsidy, that's driven the retail price of the degrees up quite a bit?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, the reason why the subsidies actually get more people in school is that it makes it, is that the price that you're officially paying minus the subsidy is still lower than it would have been otherwise. But yeah, you know, so government pours an enormous amount of money on higher education, you know, like, you know, that's local, state, and federal government, really mostly state government. And the, you know, the intention, which, you know, like you can see right, you know, like working right with your two eyes, is that it makes college more affordable for people. But the main thing that people are forgetting is that the more affordable it gets, the more people have the degree. And the more people have a degree, the more degrees you need in order to convince employers that you're good enough to hire. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, this is the big difference between two views about what's going on in school. Is it mainly teaching you skills, or is it mainly putting stickers on your forehead showing how great you are? All right. Cause if what you are learning, you know, if you're learning useful skills, then more people go to school. We have more skilled workers. But if it's mostly about stickers, well, if everybody's got the college sticker, then the college sticker doesn't get you a good job anymore. Then you need to have a master's sticker or a PhD sticker or whatever.
I'd love to spend more time on this, but I really want to get to your other book and get a tease for that. Just let people know a little bit about what the selfish reasons to have more kids. Give us a little bit of because right now, you know, the sizes of families are just plummeting. There's some physiological reasons for this. You know, sperm counts are declining and everything, but there's a lot of sociological reasons for this.
Yeah.
What are the reasons to have more kids that are selfish?
Right. So the heart of my book is a subject called behavioral genetics. This basically is the branch of science where they study twins and adoptees to solve the nature nurture question that has bedeviled thinkers for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, they go and they look at kids who are adopted and see how similar are they to the families that adopted them versus their biological families. They compare identical and fraternal twins and, you know, do the same kind of thing. The punchline out of all this work is that your ability to change your kid in the long run is much smaller than you think. Right. And then what does this have to do with having more kids? Well, right now there's this very popular parenting style, the helicopter parenting, where you parents just kill themselves doing stuff for their kids all the time. And again, when you talk to parents about this, well, I have to do this in order to give my kid a decent future. We all know that this level of intense parenting is vital for success. And what I say in the book is you're just wrong. The science says that, in fact, your effect on your kid's long run outcomes is quite small, which means that you can safely cut out the unpleasant parenting. So at minimum, I'm saying, well, like you can have, kids can be more fun than you think because there's so much parenting that people do that isn't really necessary or effective. But then the next stage is if you're someone that doesn't want to have a kid or doesn't want to have another kid because you're so daunted by all the demands of being a helicopter parent, that's okay because you don't have to be a helicopter parent and you're not going to hurt your kids if you don't.
Boy, that's a very freeing message. I've known so many people that feel that way. They feel that they've got to do everything for their kids. And, you know, it was a very freeing thing for us as parents when we decided that we're going to homeschool our kids. And it's like, well, you know, we're going to do that ourselves, and we're not going to put some kind of heavy burden on ourselves. So many parents would sit down and try to recreate a classroom with just one parent and one or two kids. And it's like, that's absurd. Just ease up. There's not a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so like around the time that that kid's book came out, there was an op-ed by a mom that said, look, well, we have two kids right now and they're both in soccer and we spend almost all every spare minute doing soccer. And then we're thinking about having a third kid, and they said, well, then there'd be a third set of soccer games, a third soccer league. We can't do that. Right? And I was thinking, well, I'm just reversing the reasoning of that and saying, since you don't have to be a soccer parent if you don't like it in order to be a decent parent, then have that third kid.
That's a great message. I'll have to have you on again to talk about that book in a little bit more depth. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian Kaplan. You can find him bkaplan.com at @BrianKaplan_Kaplan @Brian_Kaplan at Twitter. Thank you.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy to cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Gerald Salenti of TrendsResearch.com. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Salenti. And I wanted to get him on because I wanted to get his projections as to what's going to happen. We've had a lot of news today and, of course, this week as well, about geopolitics, which is what Gerald Salenti specializes in, as well as economics. And a lot of economics and geopolitical news. We had the situation in Italy I want to get to, as well as the Spanish prime minister was outed today. So there's a lot of turmoil in Europe that's going to be reflected in markets as well. But I want to start, Gerald, with the what everybody's talking about this morning, and that is with the trade news, as we'd had a delay initially of tariffs being applied to Europe and to NAFTA. And then today that deadline expired, and we've had the Europeans and the Canadians and the Mexicans are all very upset about this, saying they're going to retaliate against the United States. I want to get your take on that. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, David.
Tell us a little bit about what you think is going to happen with this, because let's start out by saying the difference between the tariffs and between sanctions. You know, because we've got the sanctions against Iran, and that was part of what was going on with ZTE. You know, we got a sanction. That's a blanket prohibition that has criminal penalties if you do any trading with somebody. Whereas on the tariff side, that's saying, well, we're going to put a tax on it. And I think a lot of what is happening here that we're seeing, especially with China, if they got a 10-to-1 differential on automobiles, let's say, or, you know, on steel, and President Trump says, no, we're going to put that same tax on your goods coming into our country, and everybody goes, oh, you can't do that. And so I look at this, I understand both sides of this, but on the other hand, I think they call that a trade war. They don't call the sanctions a war, because sanctions really do lead to real wars, but Wall Street always calls these tariffs a trade war. What's your take on this?
Well, When you look at what happened when they talked about the tariffs yesterday in the markets, what the markets went down by 200 plus points. And today, of course, the markets are up 200 plus points on the news of a stronger job growth. The tariffs are, who would do business with anybody when you keep losing most of your money? So the United States, for example, has what, a $71 billion a merchandise trade deficit with Mexico. Mm-hmm. And before slick Willie Clinton lied us into NAFTA, and people forget this, and most people don't know about it. You know, under Reagan and Bush Sr., they were trying to push through NAFTA, and the Democrats stopped it from happening. And then the liar Clinton got in there, and Gore, and they pushed through NAFTA. So we lost almost a million jobs. We went from a trade surplus to now a trade deficit, and now they're screaming about tariffs. They're not
going. The trade war's been going on for at least 25 years, just with Mexico and so forth, and they've been bombing our factories. And the same thing is true of China. You know, we used to have a rough parity back and forth between Mexico. Some years we would have a small surplus. Some years they would have a small surplus. As soon as they pushed through NAFTA, we got a $17 billion trade deficit with them, and it stayed there for several years, and then it grew, and it's never gone down again since then.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. What are they going to do? Mm-hmm. They're going to negotiate. And particularly beyond NAFTA, when you look at China with a $375 billion merchandise trade deficit, who would do business under those terms? China's going to negotiate, Canada's going to negotiate, and Mexico's going to negotiate. We don't see this as the beginning of a trade war. We see it as the beginning of a restructuring of rotten, stinking trade deals that sold out this nation. And if anybody doesn't believe it, look at the declining standard of living since this has happened. We've lost our high-paying jobs. And I remember that arrogant Al Gore and Clinton talking about, hey, you don't have to get those manufacturing jobs anymore. You don't have to get your hands dirty. No, you're going to have service sector jobs. So you can make $62.50 a week and you won't have any money left. You know, so that's what they
gave. The Koch brothers are still selling that line, Gerald. After 25 years of this, and after we've seen everything that's happened, and the cancer that has been on our manufacturing base and on our jobs, we still got the Koch brothers selling that same line. Oh, it's good if you got Chinese slave labor out there, so you don't have to do the slave labor. And it's like, no, we've seen how that whole thing works out.
Yes, and again, they're benefiting from it because of the business that they're in. Mm-hmm. And again, what people don't, you know, they have all this other big one out there, David. You know, the Chinese are stealing all our technology. No, they're not. They gave it away.
Yeah.
All of our research that we, the taxpayers, ultimately pay for was given to them by the multinationals who wanted to get their, and not only here, but in Europe, that wanted to get their stuff made by slave labor in China so they could bring it back and mark up the prices and make more money. So they didn't steal it. You go back and look at the auto industry in China just 5 years ago. It was nothing. And now Geely and the other ones, they're taking over because Ford, BMW, Audi, Volkswagen. Hey, you want to sell your cars over here in China? I got a deal for you. Open a plant. Oh,
yeah.
But
you
got to take us in as a partner.
And I think that's exactly
50% of it.
I think that's exactly what Trump is doing. You know, one of the articles they were saying, look at this. Trump is saying that he's going to stop the importation of German cars. I think what he's doing is taking a page out of what China has done and saying, yeah, you want to sell a car here in the United States, you're going to have to build a factory here. You're going to have to build the cars in the United States, which is what the Chinese have done. I think it's a negotiating tactic to get them to put factories here.
Yes. And the other thing, too, you know, there used to be a thing called the chicken tax, and it goes back to LBJ. And what happened was that the United States was flooding Europe with chickens. So they put a tariff on the chickens. In retaliation, Trump put a 23% tax, excuse me, not Trump, LBJ put a 23% tax on Volkswagens coming into the country, particularly those buses. They were still selling them, mm-hmm. but Clinton took them off. So a tariff, and why shouldn't you do trade like this? And again, with the other deal that's very important in China, when you open up a plant over there, you can't be the 100% owner. You have to be a minority owner. And let's get this straight. Remember, David, how they told us to hate those commies in Vietnam and North Korea and on and on and on? Hey, but what's China? The biggest communist government in the world, and the country is run by the communist government.
Yeah, I think it's very amazing when you look at the situation, whenever anything that affects China, the press, Wall Street goes absolutely nuts about it. They start calling it a war and so forth and so on. But we can, and I agree with tariffs. I think tariffs are a great way to fund the government. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson bragged about the fact that he had eliminated all internal taxation in his first term, and they had a small enough government they could, because it fit inside the Constitution, they could run the entire government off of the tariffs coming in, and everything was free inside of the country. It's just a tax, and it's a very effective way to, I think, have the government run, and you can do it if you've got a small government. And this is being done, as you pointed out, to try to equalize things. But I think when we look at the sanctions, which, interestingly enough, Wall Street doesn't seem to have any problem with that, that's where I think things start to get dangerous. We just had Jim Rogers say that our sanctions out there are pushing China and Russia together. They're pushing a lot of other countries away because this is an outright prohibition. And then you've got the European Union talking about how they're going to get rid, they're going to move away from the petrodollar. I want to talk to you and get your, we got to take a break. I want to get your opinion on this. We've got Iran as well as India saying that they're going to move away from the petrodollar because they want to escape our outright total prohibition that's being put on different countries because of sanctions. I think that's a very different approach than trying to equalize things on tariffs, but I want to get your take on that when we come back. We'll be talking to Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com, also on Twitter at Gerald Celente. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Of course, he publishes Trends Journal. If you go there, you can see samples of Trends Journal, a great journal that Gerald publishes. He has always been on the forefront of trends, and so I wanted to talk to him about geopolitics as well as economics. We talked about trade tariffs, which Gerald and I agree it is something that has to be done. We've got to address this imbalance here, and I believe that's what President Trump is doing. I absolutely agree with that. I've had a lot of people I hear scoffing at the idea that this is something about national security. But I agree with what Wilbur Ross said. He said, we take the view that without a strong economy, you can't have strong national defense. I absolutely agree with that. I think it is a national security issue. You cannot continue to run these massive deficits with everybody and have them shut your goods off with tariffs that are 10 to 1 what you charge their goods coming into your country. So I think that should be equalized, whether they go to a higher level and stay equal or they come to a lower level and stay equal. That's, they can talk about that. But still, I think they need to be equal. But when we get to sanctions, I don't know. I take a different view of this from tariffs. I want to get your view on this, Gerald. You know, we look at sanctions, I think they undermine our economy. I think that, you know, that is something that really ultimately leads to a real war. You know, they scream all about trade wars and so forth, these tariffs, but I think that it may undermine our economy. Certainly, it appears that it is starting to undermine our ability to have a global currency, to beat the petrodollar that gives us the global currency status. And if we lose that status, then what becomes really important is the annual deficit of the United States. And we've had generals say, hey, you know, this deficit that's coming out of Washington, not the trade deficit we have with other countries, but this deficit in terms of what our government spends. If we lose that petrodollar, then that becomes a big issue. And we could quickly, I think, go to a Venezuela type status.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You'd be going to Walmarts with a wheelbarrow full of dollars,
yeah,
like they did in,
yeah,
Weimar Republic in Germany.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you already have now the petro yuan. So China, of course, is the biggest importer of oil in the world, and they're paying for it in yuan rather than dollars. And yesterday in Zimbabwe, 17 heads of central banks from Africa met, talking about using the yuan as their reserve currency.
Whoa.
So the business of China is clearly business. And again, you know, I say this jokingly, but I want to really make this clear. All my life, I was taught to hate the commies. As a little kid, the damn morons called teachers had us hiding under the desk doing these air raid drills. So if an atom bomb went off in New York, you know, the Bronx, we'd be okay because we were hiding under the desk. Could you
imagine tell me about it.
Adults making you do this stupid crap? So anyway, and then of course there was the Vietnam War, and if we don't stop them commies coming, man, those dominoes are going to fall, and before you know it, they're going to be on the shores of California. I'm not making this up.
Oh yeah, I was in Florida, so we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and they were having us do the head in the desk drill as well. And we were joking about it. We said, "What is it? They think they're going to be able to find our dental records after this?"
Yeah,
I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah, we
were duck and cover.
And yeah. So what I'm saying is, get this in your head, everyone. China is run by a communist government. President Xi brags about it continually. The 20th century was the American century. If it continues to go the way it is, the 21st century is going to be the Chinese century.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about what Jim Rogers was saying about sanctions. And I agree with him as well. Do you know that one of the major platforms of both the Five Star Movement and Lega of Italy was to get rid of the sanctions against Russia? It's hurting. Hey, you can't bring in any prosciutto over there anymore, can you? No.
Well, it's also affecting their energy prices significantly too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so and the sanctions, you know, what have they proven against Venezuela, against Russia, against Iran? They've done nothing. So
I think they backfire. They isolate us.
Exactly. And they hurt the people of those countries.
Yeah.
The second thing is, I want to stick just for a moment on the tariffs. I believe in America. As you well know, I own the most historic four buildings on the most historic four corners in America. I put my money where my heart is. Mm-hmm. I want a self-sustaining economy. I don't want to buy Chinese shoes. I don't want to buy Chinese shirts. I don't want to buy Chinese. I want to buy American. As I said, you know, bring me in the fine wine from France. Yeah, I'd love to get that kind of stuff. Or a great Italian jacket. Wonderful. But make this a self-sustaining economy. We have 320 million people. We are the most resource-rich country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need anybody else. We only need ourselves. This is only a ploy by the greedy multinationals to keep stealing all our money so they can get richer.
That's right. It is absolutely just because of the multinationals and just because they want slave labor, as you already pointed out. And I agree. I think that what Trump is doing with the tariffs is exactly the right idea. All this talk about, well, we're going to put high tariffs on the German cars, that's an effort to get them to build factories here in the United States, just as China forced people to do that. So I think that's a great idea. I'm just concerned about the sanctions and the political uses of that. And,
I agree.
And it's amazing because Wall Street takes just the opposite view. Oh yeah, no problem with sanctions, but you know, don't do any tariffs because they're the multinationals. Let's talk about what's going on in Europe though before we run out of time real quickly. Looked like everything was going to, break down in Italy this week, but then we had within the last 24 hours, the globalists have acquiesced. I think they realized that they were going to get the Italians out of the EU. It was going to backfire on them, if they tried to be heavy-handed with them. What's your take on what's going on over there?
I think this is the beginning of the end of the Eurozone and the Euro group. I think this is the, Brexit was the first shot. This is the second one. It's just the beginning of it. When you look at the, when you look at the conditions in Italy, the unemployment rate among the youth, depending on news numbers you look at, ranges between 30-35%. The standard of living has gone down for most Europeans. And Paolo Savona, the economy minister that caused the disruption that they were going to bring in, was very anti-euro. And, one of the things that he said, David, was that the European nations have become colonies of Germany.
Yes.
Germany's the only one truly benefiting from the euro. You talked about BMWs. Yes, they could import them, but if they didn't have the euro, how much would that BMW cost you if it was back in the boon? You know, if they had their own currency. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that the rich country and the multinationals are benefiting from this. And you also mentioned they just threw out Rajoy, the prime minister of Spain today. And that country, that guy that they put in doesn't have that much clout, and they need help from the other anti-European groups. I believe this is the beginning of the end of the Eurozone and Brussels. It may take years from now, but this is the beginning, just as it's the beginning of the end of the petrodollar and the dollar as the reserve currency if America continues to go in the direction it's going in and China keeps buying up the world.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning, especially when you look at China. I mean, you talked about them being a communist country. They're a very aggressive country in terms of the military bases that they're building, the artificial reefs and so forth, and how they're fortifying those. I mean, they've made it very clear they're making smart moves in terms of establishing economic and military hegemony, but they are really pushing in that direction. And you look at what they're doing to their citizens internally, they have become the beta test site for this massive surveillance state that the globalists want to impose on us as well. They're already doing it in China. They basically are where they run these proof of concept tests are in China.
You got it. And you know, they're in control and they're going to be running the show. And there's no question about it. Again, China's buying up the world. The business of China is business.
Mm-hmm.
The business of America has become war. We're putting our money in one direction. They're buying up the world. So you're seeing what's going on, for example, whether it's in Vancouver or Australia. They're trying to stop the Chinese from buying up either their cities or their countries.
They're literally building bridges, building massive railways, you know, throughout, you know, to the Middle East and in Africa, so they can, as you point out, it's about their business. It's about setting up a basis of wealth. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald Celente. Always fascinating. Trends Journal. You can find it at trendsresearch.com. He knows what's going to becoming.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I just want to put a bookend on the excellent interview that I had from Gerald Celente. He always has great information. And as we're talking about trade and talking about tariffs versus sanctions, President Trump tweeted last night, late afternoon, about 4:20 in the afternoon, a two-word tweet, an uppercase with an exclamation point. And he said, fair trade, fair trade. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to equalize things. That's not what the multinationalists want. That's not what Wall Street wants. It's not what the GOP wants. They hate that. They call that a trade war. And yet when they put in 100% sanctions, when they criminalize all trade with a particular country, that's good, they say. That is a prelude to war, to real war. And if you want to call this other stuff a trade war, if you want to call massive tariffs and trades that have been one-sided between the United States and Europe, one-sided between the United States and our NAFTA partners, one-sided between the United States and China, you want to call that a trade war? Well, that's a war that they started two or three decades ago. NAFTA is about 25, 26 years old. They've put that in, and it has been bombing our factories ever since then. And China, even worse, going to that. But when we look at sanctions, sanctions are a very dangerous thing, because sanctions can lead to war. But sanctions right now, as they're being used, the preferred weapon of the GOP against enemies like Iran and so forth and North Korea, they're not really effective, because what we're seeing here is that countries like China and Russia, as Jim Rogers pointed out, they're being pushed together. And people are abandoning the petrodollar, our unique status as the world's global currency that allows the American government to act so irresponsibly. If we lose that status, we will very quickly become a Venezuela or a Zimbabwe. We will lose the ability to spend money without any consequences. And that's one of the reasons why the Chinese and the Russians are pushing this so hard. They want to see that go away. They don't want us to have that ability. But we are undermining that ourselves. As I pointed out briefly in the interview, we've got India saying that it's going to buy Iranian oil. And to escape American sanctions, they will do it in their currency, the Indian rupee. So they're not going to use a petrodollar. And at the same time, you've got China actively working to supplant the American dollar, the petrodollar. They want to supplant it with the Chinese petro yuan And they have been working towards that, planning for that for a number of years, and they are doing that. And finally, I want to finish up in this segment on what is happening in Italy. We have, again, the Eurosceptic parties, as they like to call them in the European press. These are the people who don't like the European Union, the globalists who have taken over Europe. They say the Milan stock index rose today. As you see, this is not going to be pushed to an election, because that election would ultimately backfire on the European Union. They would, I think, vote to leave the European Union. They said populists and right-wingers are cheering. Marine Le Pen tweeted, "Bravo to the coalition." You had her say it's a victory for democracy over intimidation. They tried to intimidate the winning parties, tried to force on them an IMF director. This is a victory, she said, of democracy over intimidation and threats from the European Union. Nothing will stop the return of the people to the stage of history. Nigel Farage said, best of luck to both of these parties and to both of those leaders. One thing, though, you got to stay strong. The bully boys will be after you. And he knows that very well, because the bully boys are still bullying what is going on. Here we are a couple of years after the British people voted to leave the European Union. And you've got the fifth column inside of the UK, led by Theresa May, slow walking this thing, funding a an election for the European Parliament that's supposedly going to, that election will take place after they're supposedly going to be out of the European Union, which tells you a great deal, doesn't it? Tells you they're not going to abide by that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some updates to gun control. We're going to talk about what's going on with many different issues. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and you know, we had, I've got to cover that. I had this on my desk yesterday. Chris Paranto, nicknamed Tonto, Tonto Paranto. I've talked to him a number of times. One of the heroes of Benghazi, former Army Ranger. He responded to a David Hogg tweet. David Hogg tweeted out, "Remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week? I don't, because I wasn't alive." But of course, he also didn't even get the "remember" right. He actually put in "remember," left out one of those M's. "Remember." And of course, that is a reflection, I think, maybe of his ability to type, but it also might be a reflection of the 90% illiteracy that we typically see in the schools, because they're so concerned about pushing propaganda rather than literacy. But anyway, the bottom line is, he says, "I don't ever remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week." And Chris Paranto replied and said, "I remember. It was before your generation started shooting up the schools, David, even though we still had guns." And I'd add, still had guns in the schools. "Thank you for confirming again that it is not the gun, it's the person, and in particular, you and your peers and their millennial culture." That says it all. Great job there, Tonto Paranto, and in terms of David Hogg. But of course, he has been busy. He's been busy. And the unintended consequences of David Hogg are amazing. Because, you know, out there, as he takes on the NRA, the NRA's membership has soared. Gun purchases have soared. Thank you, David. You've taken the place of Obama. The gun manufacturers needed somebody to help gun sales. It had gotten a little bit soft because people were getting complacent about their ability to have their liberty to defend their lives protected by the government. They felt that wasn't going to be under assault under President Trump until you came along. And then you took the role of gun salesman that Obama had fulfilled so aptly and recruiter for the National Rifle Association. But that's not all. As David Hogg and his cohorts started doing their demonstrations against Publix, a grocery store chain, and this happened because it came to light that Publix had contributed to the candidacy of a Republican who happened to be pro-Second Amendment and was a member of the NRA, a gubernatorial candidate. And so David Hogg and his friends launched a boycott against Publix. But, you know, since David Hogg and his friends don't really buy groceries, they have them bought for them by their parents, they had to do something else. So they decided that they would go to these stores and lay down and obstruct people who are trying to buy groceries. They call that a lay-in or a lie-in. That's appropriate. They've been lying for a long time. So they went to a grocery store and did their lie-in. Lie-in on the floor. They had, actually they called it die-ins. They would lay down on the dirty floor and do that. You can see pictures of them doing that, their boycotts. Well, what happened was they got a response from Publix and said, okay, that's right, we're not going to give any money to any candidates. And so it turns out the Publix hadn't just given money to a Republican who's now running for governor in Florida. They had also given money to the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They'd given quite a bit of money to her and many other Democrats, not even just in Florida, in Colorado and Illinois, Minnesota, Washington. They gave money to Bill Nelson in Florida, Ron Wyden of Oregon. In fact, according to the Washington Times, Publix has donated $1 million to Democrat campaigns since 2008. And they're not going to do that anymore. There's David Hogg there and his lie-in, die-in. They used to call it back in the 60s. They'd have their sit-ins and have their lie-ins. And so now they got their die-ins. And it's the unintended consequences of David Hogg that are about the only redeeming feature as we watch this political activist who is defended so much by the mainstream media. You're not allowed to say anything about him, but of course they can come after Kyle Kashuv and kids who understand and support our liberty to defend our lives. They'll criticize them and bully them. At the same time, anybody that disagrees with David Hogg who's in the public sphere, they will be shut down for bullying. Another incident here, again, we had a, as part of these demonstrations, you had a Coconut Creek police officer who made a disparaging remark. He was suspended from his job without pay, unusual, for 5 days. And he now has to undergo sensitivity training because he said something to David Hogg. You just don't talk back to this guy. I mean, are we creating a little dictator or what? I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Again, the double standard that we saw with Roseanne versus Samantha Bee and so forth, and we've been seeing this for quite some time with the students at Parkland High School. If you support their agenda, their political agenda, don't you dare talk to these poor kids who, even though they're out there in the public agenda and they're being very combative with people, it would be bullying to say anything to them. But anybody who is on the other side, oh no, it's fine to bully them. And it's fine to bully this police officer who, as he saw these kids doing their die-in protest at Publix, and these kids were not inside the grocery store, I think they were out in the parking lot, he put on Facebook, maybe an old lady would lose control of her car. These kids were out there in the parking lot laying down and drawing chalk lines around themselves. And because of that, 5 days without, that's more serious penalty than the police officers who use excessive force or kill somebody typically. They typically don't get suspended without pay. They got suspended without pay and sensitivity training. It's got to be sensitized to David Hogg. You know, when we look at what is happening with all this stuff, oh, let me, this one, next one. Autistic 12-year-old arrested at a school for pretending to hold an imaginary gun. And so, you know, when I look at this, this is a guy, again, 12 years old, he's autistic, and he's pretending to hold a gun, just going, pow, 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 pow. And they put him in handcuffs. They called the police and put him in handcuffs. His mother said, being put in handcuffs, not knowing what he did wrong, I could have had a talk with him. I could have told him, look, I know you like to play with guns, but you can't do this at school. So he's got an imaginary gun. And maybe the parent should understand that the school is imaginary. The education that he's getting is imaginary. It's just a figment of your imagination. He's not being educated. He's being indoctrinated. He's being bullied. You want to talk about bullying? He's being bullied. You know, take him out of the school. Get him a real education. That's what really needs to happen to the kid. You know, you got David Hogg and all these people doing die-ins everywhere. Are those imaginary shootings? Well, if you can take a 12-year-old who is autistic and you can arrest him for having an imaginary gun, can you arrest the David Hogg and his cohorts for having an imaginary shooting in the parking lot? That'd be a fair way to proceed with that. I want to play for you a clip from the hero teacher who got shot as he was disarming the individual who was attacking people. I want to play this for you because I think this illustrates why we need to have and why it is a very effective way to protect our schools to have teachers who have been vetted and can protect and will protect their lives as well as the students and put their lives at risk. This is a guy who he was unarmed, but he attacked and took down the shooter even though he got shot himself. Here's that clip.
First off, as a person who isn't looking for attention, nor entirely comfortable with the situation I'm currently in, I want to make it clear that my actions on that day, in my mind, were the only acceptable actions I could have done given the circumstances. I deeply care for my students and their well-being, so that is why I did what I did that day.
And that's the school shooting in Indiana. He says, I was there for the well-being of my students. It was the only thing that I could do. I think the most effective security for the schools would be to have teachers like that, and there's many of them. He's not the only one. Who would volunteer, who would lay down their lives, who would protect their students, who would be there, who would not be identified. Let's not have them have to go up against these shooters empty-handed. Because the culture that we have created, the culture is what is generating these shooters. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger.
It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready for you.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to finish up with a law that has just been enacted in Alabama that will allow trained school administrators to be armed. You know, we just heard from that hero teacher who unarmed stopped the shooter, tackled him, fought him, and got shot in the process. I think this is the most effective way that we can protect our schools, regardless of what the source of the threat is. In Alabama, they have signed a law, and I'm going to go into that in just a moment. And talk about the rise in homeschooling, fueled partly by this, but the other reasons that people are homeschooling. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have on sale as part of our continued Memorial Day sale that we began this last weekend. We've got more than a couple of dozen products. Our most popular products, 50% off, store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have things like Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus, all of those 50% off. Also, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement we have here. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. X2, Nascent Iodine, and Bio True Selenium Combo, that is 50% off. All those products, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That is a massive dollar savings because that is a very expensive product to produce. And all of our Super Blue products, our dental line products, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, gargle spray. They have nano silver in them, and they have the good halogen, iodine, not the bad halogen, fluoride. All of those Super Blue tooth care products and dental hygiene products, all of those are 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many, many products, 50% off and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so what's going on in Alabama? We've had the Republican governor there, Governor Kay Ivey, has signed the bill that was passed by the legislature there. Alabama school administrators, not teachers, but administrators, who get approval from local authorities and who go through training will be permitted to have guns at schools under a new state program. And here's what they have to do in order to be in that program. They have to have an Alabama school administrator certificate. They have to have a concealed carry pistol permit. They have to work at a school that doesn't have a school resource officer. If they've got school resource officers, you don't apply, even if you get all the rest of the stuff. They have to pass drug screening, mental health assessment, a stress test. They have to be sworn in as a reserve deputy county sheriff. They have to undergo mandatory training designed by Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. They have to be subject to random drug screening, training recertification, annual mental health and stress assessments, and it doesn't include teachers. You know, I think that it's great to have this. I think they should have very stringent requirements on them. Maybe not have to swear them in as a law enforcement officer or whatever. And I don't think they should limit it to the administrators. You know, we homeschool, and if you attack our homeschool, you're going to have the administrator, you're going to have the chief teacher, and you're going to have all the students shooting at you. That's one of the reasons we do that, because we want to protect our kids. And we're not just interested in protecting their body only. My primary concern, and that of my wife, was to protect their minds and their souls. Yes, we want to protect their bodies, but that's the big issue here. You know, I think the institutional schools are a foundational flaw of our society, and it is a flaw that has been put there by design. This has always been a goal of the Marxists and the socialists, to have compulsory government education run by the state. And again, it has been the strategy of all these people who seek to dominate us, going all the way back to Plato's Republic. Oh, we don't want them to even know who their parents are, said Plato. We will raise them. We will have the state be the parent, the only parent that they know. They won't even know who their parents are. This has always been the dream of tyrants and dictators. It's the dream of the Marxists and the socialists, who are tyrants and dictators. But the Washington Times has an article here, educational decline, homeschooling is surging as parents are seeking a safer option for their children. And again, this is not just about protecting their bodies, but protecting their mind and their soul. Maybe you'd be interested in that. Maybe you'd be interested in even questioning what the goal of the institutional education system is for your kids. What is their definition of education? You know, we talk about education and schools. We say schools, we can't. In most of our conversation, we can't separate education from schooling. They're very different things. Education is very different from the system that you use to educate people. But they talked to a guy who's president of homeschooling, homeschool association in Louisiana. He said, parents, yes, are increasingly concerned about the violence, the bullying, and the unsafe environment. He says, I think, though, what happens with these school shootings is that they're the straws that broke the camel's back. I don't think it's the major decision maker, but it's in the back of the parents' minds. Then they talked to the president of the National Home Education Research Institute in Oregon. He's been doing homeschool research for 33 years. He said the top three reasons that parents choose to homeschool their kids are desire to provide religious instruction or different values than those that are offered in public schools. And if you haven't noticed how that has changed so radically, I mean, you know, just from the snowflake attitudes and the all the racism that is being taught, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And when I say racism, I truly mean that. I mean, there is a virulent racism of the left, and it is being taught. But anyway, they say dissatisfaction with the academic curriculum. That's right. You know, 90% of the kids in the most expensive school districts, like New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., where they're spending over $20,000 in those $20,000 to $23,000 a year per pupil. In those districts, they're getting illiteracy rates from 80 to 90 plus percent. Same thing with math. They're not getting anything for their money. He said, most parents homeschool for more than one reason. When we ask families why they homeschool, near the top nowadays is a concern for the environment of the schools. That includes safety, but also the pressure to get into drugs. The pressure to get into sexual activity includes all of that. And then they point out that although the U.S. Department of Education report estimates that homeschooling has been flat since 2012, the guy who's been doing the research for 30 years says that if they look at the figures that the 15 states that track homeschoolers provide, because there's only 15 states that even track homeschooling, like here in Texas, they don't do that. But if you look at the ones that do track homeschooling, he said you see a 25% increase in the last 4 years between 2012 and 2016. In that same period, the U.S. school age population grew by 2%. So while the population, general population schooling grew by 2%, homeschooling grew by 25%. He said the bottom line summary is that it's been growing at an estimated 2 to 8% per year, and that it's been compounded. In Louisiana, going back to Mr. Chin, he said they do ask the homeschoolers to report their kids. They said the number has grown up to, there were 30,000 registered in January, up from 18,000 to 20,000 in 2011. He said it has exploded in our state. If homeschoolers were their own school district in our state, we would be the sixth largest school district in the state. And here in Texas, where they don't require registration, he said, we have more students being homeschooled in Texas than we have in traditional private schools. And that's a figure that is quoted by a number of state officials. So there you go. Something to think about. I know it's a different, difficult thing to think about, but as our guest earlier in the show pointed out, put a lot of pressure on ourselves with our kids with this helicopter parenting or this helicopter education. And you have to come to the understanding at some point in time that sometimes the government doesn't do the best job. We'll be right back.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
some good advice from Jim Morrison and the Doors. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, especially if you've got one of these fancy autopilot things. There's some more bad news for Tesla. But before we start about that, we've got Uber installing a panic button on their app. Yeah, you know, it's keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. That panic button is going to be great, though. You know, we're going to need to have that panic button. It is going to curb sexual assault. I think this is the perfect metaphor for what's going on with the autonomous, so-called autonomous car. Because it is just a little feel-good thing. And this is like a rape whistle or something, right? You've got Uber, which, remember a couple of years ago, they came under criticism because there had been this rash of sexual assaults committed by drivers. And everybody was saying, hey, maybe you should be required to vet your drivers like taxi companies are. Oh, we're not a taxi company. See, we don't have any rules. We don't have to pay the taxi medallion fee. We don't have to have the regulation of the cars that are there to make sure that they're safe and so forth. We're not a taxi company, so we're not going to admit that. We're not going to do any background checks, therefore, for our drivers. We're just sharing information. We're helping people to share rides. There's no money involved here, right? Yeah, right. And they can get away with that because the government wants to condition you to rent your transportation because they want to turn everybody into renters. They want to be able to control and tax and track your every movement. And so this is conditioning. That's why the government plays along with this little fiction, why you have so many taxi drivers committing suicide everywhere. It's going to get a lot worse. It's going to start going to the truck drivers as well as they start moving in. But this is Uber's approach to this. Rather than having background checks on people as taxis are required, and we had this discussion here in Austin. I heard on local radio people out there saying, well, I'm for a free market. You know, nobody's for more of a free market than I am. But I'm for a fair free market. Yeah, it's kind of like, when China charges us 10 times the amount of import fees that we charge them. You shouldn't have one set of rules for taxi companies and then no rules for Uber. Shouldn't be that way. Or Lyft. But it is. And so when you start talking about having to do background checks, and that was the sticking point here in Austin, because see, if they do background checks and they kind of admit that they're a taxi company, they can't have that because then that would open the door for a flood of regulation. So they just stopped doing the service here, and I think that's still the status. I don't know. I don't ever use Uber, but I think it's still that status. They just said, we're going to just leave the city. And they did that in many different places because they knew what would that bring in. But they have a solution. Because even though they won't do any background checks, kind of like at the border, right? You know, we don't do any background checks at the border. We just let the people into the country. And then we deal with the problem after the fact and so forth. Well, that's what Uber's going to do. They've added an app feature for your Uber app. They have a panic button on your app. So if you feel unsafe, ladies, or you're getting sexually assaulted, you can just push that button and it will dial 911 and you're safe. Because they're not going to vet the people that are driving for them. That is the most amazing thing. Yes, your panic button. But Elon Musk may be hitting the panic button now because he's gotten very thin-skinned about anybody criticizing his company. You know, he cut off the economic analyst. He said, you're boring. Next. When they would ask him any troubling questions about his inability to manufacture in bulk, the Model 3 or so forth, he cut off the NTHSA when they started investigating the crash for safety issues. But then things got worse this week. He's had two issues this week. In addition to the couple that he's had the last couple of weeks, it was at the beginning of the week. It was like one a day, seemed like. And here's the one that I think is the most interesting. Yeah, they had a Tesla hit a parked California police vehicle. We'll get to that in a minute. It was on autopilot. But this was a fanboy who was a blogger, and he actually got one of the few Model 3s that have been manufactured. And as soon as he got it, he was very excited and he drove it and blogged about it. He drove it around North America. And then he enjoyed that so much that he decided he would take it to Europe and he'd do a European tour and show off his Model 3 to all the people who wanted to know what one looked like because they become as rare as hen's teeth because of his manufacturing problems. But as Zero Hedge points out, the Tesla enthusiast European Model 3 tour ends when the autopilot drove him into a median. And it's amazing because a picture of what this looks like looks very much like the fatal crash that was in Mountain View, California, where the Apple engineer was killed. And we have a guy who played, let's roll a little bit of B-roll of the guy who actually filmed a similar situation. So we now got three issues here, where as it's driving along and you've got the road making a fork and they've got lane lines drawn there. This is the guy who's talking about it. And he said, let's play the audio. Do you have the audio or on this?
Video.
Okay, let's play the audio.
Of that section of the road where 101 splits off into 85 on the left. And the results are kind of freaky. So it's not great because I low-key freaked out, but the car definitely starts swerving left without giving me any warnings right into that divider. Anyway, yeah, check out this video.
Okay, so here he is going along. He just told you what happened. Here it is in slow motion, and you can see the car starting to veer over there. And apparently, when it's an autopilot, gets confused by the lines, and it veers way over in that line and starts heading for that barrier there. And he was paying attention, and he jerked it back over. The individual who was killed, that barrier had been compromised, and that's one of the reasons why the crash was more severe. That, in turn, compromised the battery, and the thing incinerated instantly once that high-voltage battery system got compromised. But this seems to be a continuing pattern of getting confused with these road splits, trying to get in between the lane lines there and then hitting that barrier there. And what we've heard from all of the self-driving autonomous car companies is that, look, they learn from their mistakes. And so you have the collective mind of all these autonomous cars. Once one of them makes a mistake in one of these particular things, it's going to learn from that. And then that knowledge will be updated and passed along to the other cars. Except that doesn't seem to be happening because we've now had three of them. And on the European roadshow, the guy said in his video, he said, look at this. The car is diving at the divider. The guy who was doing this, his name is Yu Yu Xu. Earlier in 2018, he toured his Model 3 across North America after he bought it to show others and other reservation holders what it looked like. He felt so good about it, he decided to go to Europe, and then he had to post on Facebook, sorry, the road trip is over. The vehicle engaged in autopilot at about 72 miles per hour, suddenly veered right without warning and crashed into the center median. Both wheels completely shattered. My door wouldn't even open correctly. He did survive that. And then it was blogged about by a fan site of electric cars called Electrek. And as Zero Hedge points out, perhaps because this is a true enthusiast, because this trip was being widely documented, you would think that Tesla would consider employing a different PR strategy than they have in the past, where they have shown no empathy or concern for the driver. But no, they didn't. They came back and they said, while we appreciate Yu Yu Xu's effort to spread the word about Model 3, he was informed that Tesla does not have a presence in Eastern Europe and that there is no connectivity or service available for vehicles there. Tesla has always been clear the driver must remain responsible for the car at all times when using autopilot. That's why they call it autopilot, right? You better keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, because autopilot, as Steve Wozniak, who has one, he says, hey, look, I love my Tesla. But he goes, that autopilot thing will try to kill you. And as they point out here, it's the same thing that we have seen over and over again. Yu Yu then responded after he was criticized by Tesla. He said, this is the guy who's such a big fan of them that he toured across various places in North America. He said, well, autopilot then becomes pointless when you can't even look away for just a second, when your attention has to be more undivided than when you drive the car yourself, when your role becomes that of a beta tester risking your life to test faulty software. Oh, yes, and you know what? It's not just your life you're risking. You're risking the life of others who don't even know that you are testing software that is faulty and incomplete. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the The Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
A little bit more about this, because as I began talking about the transportation issue, and this is going to have massive freedom issues for you as well. I mean, we have the government giving a pass on these things, allowing tests to be conducted on public roads of things that are not completely finished, that are in a state of flux, and we see the results of this. But they're also subsidizing it heavily. They're protecting Uber and Lyft from the same regulations that they give to taxi companies. And you have to ask yourself why. And I've told you why. It's about imposing a control grid of tracking you and taxing you everywhere you go. That's why they're subsidizing it. That's why you have the double standards. And as I was just pointing out, the guy who saw the double standard, who got attacked after being a big fanboy promoting Tesla, then his autopilot crashed on him. He said it's pointless if you can't even look away for a second. It's more dangerous to have this thing on than if you're just driving the car, because you have to you have to be even more undivided than when you drive the car yourself. He says you become a beta tester testing, risking your life to test faulty software. And a couple of non-governmental agencies, groups rather, the Center of Auto Safety and also Consumer Watchdog, recently sent the FTC a joint request to look into how Tesla has marketed its autopilot feature. They said two Americans are dead, one is injured as a result of Tesla deceiving and misleading customers into believing that the autopilot feature of its vehicles is safer and more capable than it actually is. At the FTC, they should be looking into this, they said. Well, you also should have the people who are so interested in our safety looking at this as well, don't you think? And yet, the National Transportation Safety Board, as they look into this, who do they blame? They blame the drivers. Oh, you drivers aren't paying enough attention. Just as Yu-Yu Shu said, you've got to pay more attention when you're using the autopilot than when you're not. They said the NTSB said that the investigation into the fatal Tesla crash showed the limitations of the company's automated driver system. However, they came back and blamed driver inattentiveness due to over-reliance. Why would they be relying on this? Do you think it might have something to do with the statements that were being made by Elon Musk about how the future is now? You know, we're going to have people who are going to be able to do whatever they want. They'll be able to shop, they'll be able to surf the web and play on Facebook and so forth, and the future is now. We got autopilot. According to the NTSB, however, in this fatal crash, Tesla's autopilot operated within its limitations, but it wasn't being used in ways that it was designed for. Nevertheless, they found that the driver engaged with the steering wheel every time the system issued a warning. But still, that's not good enough. It's always going to be the driver's fault, not the human engineers. So whenever humans are involved, yeah, there's a lot of blame to go around with everything. But they will always blame the people outside of the company. And so you have this most recent crash here where you had a Tesla on autopilot, didn't kill anybody, but it crashed into a parked, empty Laguna Beach cop car, T-boned it as it was parked. And you know, when you got a human driver, there it is right there, the police sergeant who responded to it, said, well, the police car's totaled. He said, a year ago in the same area, there was another collision involving a Tesla running into a semi-truck. That one, I believe, was the fatal crash that happened with the semi-truck. He said, why do these vehicles keep doing this? Said the police sergeant. We're just lucky that people aren't getting injured. And again, that quote from Elon Musk. And the future, really, the future is now, said Elon Musk. The cars will be increasingly autonomous, so you won't really need to look at the instrument panel at all that often. You'll be able to do whatever you want. You'll be able to watch movies, talk to friends, go to sleep. Every Tesla being produced now, the Model 3, the Model S, the Model X, has all the hardware necessary for full autonomy. That's what he says. And then, of course, you know, this is part of a beta test. It may be faulty software, but they can always fix that, right? We had Consumer Reports reject it, said, this is some of the worst braking results we've ever seen on a car. And they said, plus they're very inconsistent. Well, don't worry, because they fixed that with Tesla. They sent out an overnight update. And so Consumer Reports came back and said, oh, okay, well, now we can recommend it. And I look at this and I say, and then they marveled at the fact that how this could be fixed with a overnight update. And I thought about that and I thought, is that really something that you really want to do? Let's say that maybe your autopilot was working and maybe they introduce a bug. Have you ever had that happen with you when you get an update to your cell phone or your computer that it doesn't work as well as it did the day before? See, I have that happen to me all the time. I don't do updates anymore. Maybe that would happen with your car. How would you like to have that happen? And one of the things that, besides the braking that Consumer Reports complained about, was the fact that you couldn't even control the direction of the air conditioning vents. You don't even have a physical vent that you could redirect. You had to play with the large iPad-like touchscreen in the center of the car. Well, I said, you know, that got fixed a little bit too. So imagine if you're in a real car, and you got physical buttons, real physical buttons, and you come up one morning and all of a sudden all the buttons are rearranged on your dash. Okay. Is that going to impact your safety as you're driving along? You know, Eric Peters, who I talk to frequently, at ericpetersautos.com, talks about dangerous new car features. And he's not even talking about this type of thing, about the auto drive. He's talking about things like lane keep assist or steer assist or various other names like that. You know, where it looks at the lanes and it makes sure that you stay in there. Well, that's great. Except when you try to change lanes or you need to change lanes and it fights you on that. Oh, that might not be so good. What if you got an emergency avoidance that you've got to do and you try to go over that lane, and it jerks the steering wheel back in the other direction? Do you want a car doing that, second guessing you when they can't even identify a police car or a parked police car or parked fire engine? At least as humans, we're pretty good at identifying those things because they got big colors and lights and reflectors and all that kind of stuff, but not the autopilot machine. So I don't think I want that control being taken away from me. And he says, so it's great unless it is unintentionally doing that for you. And see, they have a mechanism, which you may not notice, that if you don't use your turn signal to change lanes, then it thinks that you are just not paying attention and it knows better than you. And it's going to keep that thing in the lane. And so the question is, we look at this, Elon Musk says, yeah, but our cars are safer than the others. Is that really true? Zero Hedge asks if that's true. You know, you got all these different things like ludicrous mode and stuff. Maybe that's what they should call. They should rename. This is what he needs to do to satisfy people. Instead of calling it autopilot, call it ludicrous mode, because that really, that's a better description of what it is. But they say, as they look at fatalities and so forth, they said, they like to talk about how statistically they're safer. And they get that result because they're comparing it across the board, not to other cars that are extremely expensive luxury cars, but to old cars. Okay, as they point out, Morgan Stanley's Adam Jonas recently predicted the Tesla Model 3 will be an order of magnitude safer, that is, if they can build it, I guess, than the average car. On May 18th, Morgan Stanley's Jonas went even further, claiming that after 7.2 billion miles, Teslas have only been involved in 5 U.S. fatalities. And they point out observant Twitter users were quick to dispute both Musk and Jonas. They started doing their own homework, and they found that there had been 40 Tesla fatalities globally, including 14 U.S. deaths of Tesla drivers and occupants, and a Wile E. Coyote-esque smattering of deaths by cliff and deaths by swimming pool. I guess maybe if you go into a swimming pool with an electric car, maybe that high voltage fries you there. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety lists numerous luxury cars in Tesla's class, however, that have zero recorded fatalities. See, and that's what they're talking about, comparing it to class. They said the average car that they're comparing to make themselves look safer is 11 years old, is very small, and is driven by a younger, less affluent demographic. It also lacks safety features that come on a $100,000 plus vehicle. Midsize luxury sedans and SUVs in Tesla's class have death rates that are far lower than Tesla's death rates are. The bottom line is not whether or not, this is a car that you want to get, but the question is whether or not the government needs to be using your money to subsidize these things, whether the government needs to be taking away our ability to drive these things and say you're going to rely on software that is constantly in a state of flux. You're going to be tracked and controlled from afar, and we're going to look at your every movement. And again, it comes back to the total control grid. Our military, our government, says that the way that you control a population is to control the way they move, communicate, and shoot. And certainly you understand by now, when we look at all the double standards that they're after our communication. We talked about this at the beginning of the program, how Google identified the California Republican Party first and foremost as being a supporter of Nazism. They're coming after the First Amendment. They're trying to control what you see and control what you can say. And of course, they've been coming after your ability to shoot for quite some time. Most people do not understand the dire threat that controlling our movement, that confining us into the cities, as the UN wants to do with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, they don't understand the dire threat to our lives and to our liberty, not to mention to our health with 5G. That's it. Have a good weekend.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.